All right, beautiful day here in Scottsdale today. Farhan Zaidi joins us. He is the president of baseball operations for the Giants. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, spring training is moving right along, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, you know, we're a week away from heading home, so it happened fast.
It's a week away from you having to put 25 people together.
That's right.
How about that?
Yeah, no, it's, we still got some decisions to make, but we got a lot of guys playing well, so that's nice to see.
Yeah, you do. Well, as far as today's game is concerned, and, you know, look, I met you 2005.
Yeah.
You know, we've known each other a while, and baseball is fun. And today we're going to have some fun, even though, you know, there's a week or so before we get out of here. You want those bats to get locked in, but it's going to be some fun today, won't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was trying to actually catch up with Boach downstairs, you know, catch up on some things. And, of course, we've got Chris Berman in town managing today and, you know, wondering who's actually got going to get to use the manager's office today. So we had to find somewhere to talk. But it'll be fun having him here, and obviously this 2014 World Series matchup, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's going to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me something's going to happen.
Right.
He's going to get out to the mound. Something's going to happen today.
That'll be a lot of fun to see.
And I tried to convince Eddie Montague. I said, Eddie, get in uniform today. And, you know, Eddie is the best.
Yeah.
You know, former National League umpire. So get in uniform. When Chris comes out, throw him out. You know, you don't have to be at first base. You don't have to worry about a concussion or anything like that and really make something of it. But he said, baseball doesn't go that far yet.
Well, you know, Chris was getting pretty excited about stealing home and doing stuff like that. So maybe it'd help us if he got thrown out after a couple of innings.
I like that. Very good. Yeah, your heart will be in your mouth.
Exactly.
Watch him manage. Well, you know, we've done the shows this spring. We've seen a lot of things happen here. And where are we? Where are we in your plan? Where are we going right now?
Yeah, you know, I think there's been sort of a two-pronged approach here. One is, you know, with the veteran guys on this team that the fans kind of, you know and love and have done a lot of great things for this team, getting them healthy and with a lot of those guys putting in position to have a bounce back season 2019. And Dave Greshner and his staff have done an awesome job with not just Buster, but, you know, Belt, Panic, Longo, some of these guys that were banged up a little last year. And I don't think we saw their best in 2018. So seeing those guys come out here and play as well as they have is really exciting. And then on the pitching side, Baumgartner, Samardzija, these guys are all throwing well. Our kids, Rodriguez and Suarez, have done a nice job. We're going to have a lot of depth on the pitching side, and, you know, we're getting some interest in a few of those guys from other teams. You know, it's a war of attrition, and, you know, once pitchers start going down, you know, teams are making calls, but we feel good about the group of guys that we have. We're going to need those guys to get through this season. And the last piece of it is just kind of figuring out the outfield picture. I mean, we've obviously, you know, looked into some different guys over the course of the offseason, and you know, we've got some guys that are playing well in camp, a couple of guys that, you know, have impressed from the non-roster standpoint. Anthony Garcia and Henry Ramos are both going to be in there today. They're both guys that have really strong minor league track records and have some thump in their bat, which is what we're looking for. And so as we put this outfield picture together, we're going to continue to look for ways to get better from outside the organization. But some of this year is going to be giving guys like that an opportunity, guys that have been very productive in the minor leagues, and maybe all they need is a little runway at the big league level to establish themselves. So I think that's going to be an exciting plot line for us this season. And if we have that opportunity in the outfield, I'm looking forward to seeing these guys, you know, take it and run with it.
What have you learned now? You got the job in November. Here we are, March 17th. What have you learned that you didn't know back when you took it now, watching the team play? What is been your
I think when I first started, there was a little bit more of a feeling about the organization maybe being at a little bit of a crossroads after the last couple of seasons. I think with where we are now, there's such a positive mindset in terms of we have a chance to go all the way every season, including in 2019. And a lot of that has been how healthy of a camp that we've had with some of the veteran guys. But, you know, as much as anything, I think, you know, I thought about it in a way as being as a crossroads, but for us, there's really only one road, and that's to compete year in, year out. That's what our fans expect, and that's what we expect as well.
Well, the chance now, I tease you about this. You said, I'm going to get an outfielder, and, you know, by the end of spring training, and here we are, I'm going to be leaving a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do we have another outfielder coming? You said there's some interest in the players. Where are we with that? Because I think fans want to hear that.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, as teams are looking to figure out their opening day rosters, you know, there are players around the league that are out of options, or, you know, certain teams that have a surplus in the outfield. And, you know, we have known that in all likelihood those teams are going to wait till the absolute last second to make the moves that they need to make. So, you know, we're continuing to monitor and have those conversations, but you know, you can't kind of force a deal that isn't there, or you can't, you know, force a trademark partner to make a deal if they're not ready to. But as things shake out with the last week, and teams are going to have to make some decisions on their roster, you know, I imagine there'll be more player movement. And look, that's something we have to do on the pitching side, because we've got a bunch of kids that are, you know, pitching well. We've got guys that are out of options on our staff. We've got a Rule 5 guy in the mix. So, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a roster crunch on that side. So that's why I think you could see some movement all around baseball.
Yeah, I've joked on the air. I said, the honeymoon is over for you. You know, it's been a lot of fun. But now, March 28th, you've got to take 35 people and turn them into 25.
Yeah.
And Trevor Gott, he'll pitch today. He's got no options.
Right.
You got to deal with that. Stratton has no options. And you have a nice rotation without him right now. So you got to deal with that. How do you balance all that kind of stuff? You have a lot of people who could move.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You take a guy like Gott, who we acquired, you know, right before camp, and you know, at the time, all you need is a 40-man spot, and you say, we'll figure this out at the appropriate time. Now you're sitting here at the appropriate time, and everybody's healthy, everybody's had good camps, and it is a little bit of a surplus. And you know, with a guy like that, as well as he's pitched this spring training, he's going to be on somebody's big league roster on opening day. And if it winds up being our roster, great. If there's a team out there that has a greater need than us and we can address one of our needs, whether it be the outfield or somewhere else, that's great too. But, you know, with a guy like that, you just hope for them that they put on a good show, not just for your organization, but the 29 other organizations. And that's certainly what he's done. You like to see that with a guy like that.
Well, the other thing that you've done, and you've, I'd say the depth used to be 1 to 20. Now it's 1 to 37.
Right.
But you've got to get some people from the 40-man onto, you know, if not on the 40-man, onto the 40-man. You've got about four people here.
Right.
You've got Solarte. You've got Rivera.
Parra.
You got Parra to do, and who knows about...
Yeah, Nick Vincent is
Nick
another
Vincent,
guy to
yeah,
be in the mix.
Yeah, Bergen to deal with,
right.
You know, and
right.
You know, he's pitched great.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some additions and subtractions on the 40-man roster. I mean, certainly some of the guys that you may have mentioned are near locks, if not locks, to be on that 25-man. So, again, you know that you're going to have decisions, and you know the 29 other teams are looking at some of that same type of movement. So, again, I think that's where things are going to loosen up. And from our standpoint, we think we have flexibility on the 40-man roster because, you know, for every guy that we're adding, there may be an odd of options guy that we're going to have to move.
Okay.
So, you know, we're keeping track of that math, and we think we'll be okay. But, you know, it's... You know, when you start talking about three or four or five 40-man moves, you know, as you approach opening day, you want to make sure the puzzle pieces all fit together.
Well, you got about 2 million people who would like to help you,
right.
Believe me.
Right.
And a lot of them call in or tweet in. Farhan Zaidi with us. And let's talk about the outfield just a little bit with Maidman. And that's been a work in progress with him. Defensively, what he did yesterday was just outstanding. He can cover ground. He's fearless. But the bat, he just doesn't hit the ball into the right field.
Yeah.
What happens with him?
You know, it's been a rough camp for him offensively, and he did a lot of work this offseason, you know, remaking his swing and trying to get the ball in the air a little bit more. He's a guy who's always made a lot of contact, and, you know, in this day of looking at batted ball profiles, he's a guy who probably hit the ball on the ground a little too much.
Okay.
You know, you come into camp and, you know, you've got 50 at-bats or so to show what you can do. And unfortunately for him, you know, the mechanical changes haven't quite taken off the way you'd like to see. So he's got a long track record in the game. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, in a situation where we're making some roster decisions about who we're going to have on that opening day roster, it's, you know, you hope that he picks it up here in the last week and makes you feel good about putting him on the team because he brings a lot to the table.
Yeah, he's going to have to demand to be put on.
Right.
He's not going to get a gift here. I can see that coming. Right. Mac Williamson plays every day just about. I mean, he's going to have 200 at-bats in spring training. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, he's another guy who's out of options, and guys in that situation, they've got to show something in camp. And, you know, it's a tough environment to be judged in. It's spring training. It's not like the regular season in a lot of ways, but you know, you've got your proven guys that just have to get ready for the season, and you've got your guys that are on the bubble of the roster who the performance matters. And you know, Max in that camp, and he understands it, and I think he's shown some positive things. Now the one thing we try to do is not just look at the stat line, but look at the quality of the at-bats. Yeah. Are guys swinging at good pitches? Are they making loud outs, or are they swinging and missing? And, you know, I think he's done some good things this camp. I think he's been a little bit better than his stat line would indicate. But, again, when you're in that situation, you know, the performance and the numbers do matter, even though we're looking at a relatively small sample.
Well, if you're playing poker, you've got a couple of aces in your hole cards here with Bumgarner.
Right.
I'll tell you that. And there's going to be interest. And as we go into this thing, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, it's been a really encouraging camp for him. It's funny. I happened to look at our stats the other day. I try not to look at our team stats over spring training because you really want to go with what you're seeing with your eyes and not what a guy's doing in 15 innings or 30 mm-hmm. at-bats. And I thought he's looked terrific. And then I looked at the stats. He's got an ERA, which I don't think is reflective at all about how he's pitched. You know, we're seeing good velocity. The breaking stuff has looked sharp. And I love the way he competed the other night when he got a bases loaded, no out situation and got out of it. And even he said, you know, yeah, exactly. I that was like a regular season moment for me. Yeah. So, I think he's, you know, going to have a big comeback season this year. His health is the biggest thing, and he feels great and really looking forward to seeing him pitch for us.
Well, then you got to decide what to do.
Yeah.
Now, the July 31st now is it.
Yeah.
And there's no more waiver deals in August, so it's going to – isn't that – doesn't that have an impact on you?
It does. You know, what you hope for is it creates more activity because teams aren't thinking, we can wait another month.
That's right.
And, you know, so there's going to be more focus and more concentrated activity leading up to July 31st. And if you are a seller, which I hope we're not, but if you are a seller, it's probably better for you in the sense that the buyers know they're going to have to move by that date.
Yeah.
And you can get a better understanding of the market quicker.
All right. So as we head home in about a week, pitching looks strong. The starting pitching looks strong. You got a million bullpen guys.
Right.
And the outfield is still something. The defense looks pretty good. I think the infield defense looks good. Sandoval's had a nice camp. And I guess the last one I'll ask you about is Joey Bart.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still here.
Yeah.
And when we started the spring, Bochy said, I'll keep him around for a couple of weeks. We got a lot of catchers needed bats, and then we'll send him out. He's still here.
Yeah. You know, you try to balance making sure these guys get over to the minor league side and get enough at-bats to get ready for their season with, for a catcher like Joey, how important it is to be around this pitching staff and catch these guys and develop relationships. And, you know, he looks ready at the plate. I'm not sure he needs that many more at-bats. So, you know, we've had that luxury to keep him over here to familiarize himself with the coaching staff, to be around Buster, to be around the pitchers. You know, as long as we feel like there's some development happening, whether it's on this side or over on the other side, that's what you're looking for. So he's made a compelling case to stay over here. And I know the fans are excited about him, and they should be. He's been terrific all camp.
Well, you know, let me turn this down just a little bit. But your history with the A's and with the Dodgers has been to move people along if they deserve it. And we do these crazy predictions. And when you get to the end of the season, someone said, Giants have 230 home run hitters yesterday. That was one of them, which that'd be good.
Right.
But the other one was Joey Bart's in the major leagues this year.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
I cannot rule
September,
it out.
September.
I'll tell you that. I cannot rule it out because, you know, I do think, you know, we're a team that isn't planning for 2 years from now or five years from now. Like I said, we want to compete every year. And, you know, we're going to give him a chance. He's probably still going to start in San Jose, which is what we've talked about. But we're going to move him aggressively if he continues to look as good as he looked in camp here. So I would say not ruling it out.
Okay. No, I think I said it. I think it's September. But Posey did it.
Yeah.
He was a September call-up. And then by May, Benji Molina was gone, and he was here. And the rest is history.
Right.
And this kid looks very similar.
Yeah.
That kind of player. Looking at, again, the pitching is strong. Samardzija is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Holland, you've got Pomerantz, you've got Rodriguez. You've said some of these guys may start in the minor leagues. If you've got options, don't sign long leases.
Right.
Still, is that kind of where we're at?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. You need 8, 9, 10 guys that you feel good about starting games to get through a season. And I think we have just the right amount right now. And it's been nice to see some of our kids, guys like Sean Anderson and Logan Webb, who've thrown well, who later this year or, you know, certainly by 2020 will be in that mix of 8 to 10 guys. But as we sit here right now, I think we have just the right amount of pitching depth. And, you know, that's what can keep you competitive over the course of the long season.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. March 28th is the opener.
Mm-hmm.
So March 27th, I would say. Should we circle that date, March 26th? We got a date. We've got to circle something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in terms of us figuring out who's on this team.
Yeah, or making that move and seeing people cut down other teams. You know, because I get this 26th is Tuesday.
Yeah,
27th is Wednesday, and 28th you open.
Yeah, I think we're going to be active right until the bell rings.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know, I'm continuing to have conversations with teams. And, again, I don't want us to lose sight of what we have in-house.
Right.
And like I said, guys like Garcia and Ramos, I'm excited about those guys. And, again, for us to have a successful season in 2019, we're going to need contributions from players that our fans may not be familiar with yet. You know, it's our responsibility to make sure guys like that get an opportunity. And, you know, a month from now, maybe those will be the players that our fans are excited about. And that's what we look forward to.
You having fun?
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. It looks like fun. All right. I appreciate you coming on, and we'd love to have you on anytime. We're in it. We're all in it.
Yeah.
We're making deals. We're looking at the roster. It's been the whole thing because you got a lot of players here.
There's no doubt. And, you know, I've said before, I'm happy that we have such a passionate fan base, and they're so invested in the moves, and they want to know what's happening in the outfield. And that's when you know you're part of an organization that people care about, and that's what you want to be doing.
Can you walk around now and not get recognized, or people see you all the time?
Well, I scoot around pretty fast when I'm on the concourse back here. We'll see how it is back
in San
Francisco.
You always have the phone. You've got the phone on your ear. I know that.
Yeah, there are ways to be incognito, but it's getting harder and harder.
We got an MO on you. We can see it. All right, Farhan, thanks so much.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.